Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Rib T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are now at Chapter 3, Mishnah 18. We are at Gimel Yud Chet here in Season 4 of the PAL with the wonderful commentary of Rabbeinu Yonah. This is the last episode before we take our big winter hiatus. God willing, we'll come back after the hiatus, and then God willing, we'll continue and probably take another hiatus for spring, and then God willing, make it to the end of the school year. Mirtzah Shem Bli Neder, Bli Ayin Hara. So hopefully, as Hanukkah comes upon you, you have a wonderful, wonderful winter, a wonderful, wonderful break, and we'll come back afterwards, Bli Neder. So let's look at this last Mishnah here in Chapter 3, a small Mishnah, but always a powerful Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Rabbi Elazar ben Chisma Omer. Rabbi Elazar ben Chisma says, Kenan nests, upischei nida, and the beginnings of nida, which are the family purity laws, of course, hen hen gufe halachos. They are the essential body of halacha. To kufos vigimatrios, astronomy and gematrios, which is the study of the numerical values of the letters, parparaot lachachma, are ancillaries to wisdom. They are prerequisites, maybe on some level they can lead us to wisdom. Gematria is the idea how every Hebrew letter has a numerical value. So Aleph is 1, Bez is 2, Gimel is 3, going up to Yud, which is 10, then Chaf is 20, going all the way up to Tuf, which is 400. And each letter has a numerical value. So if you're Jewish and have a Hebrew name, you take that Hebrew name and each letter can translate to a different translation, to a different gematria, a different numerical value, and can teach you a lot of different things as you try to figure out calculations. You know, for fun, I took my name, my wife's name, and tried to figure out how we equal each other, and it worked out in a cool way. You could take gematrias and you could figure things out from them. And even different tractates, different masechtos that might seem difficult in the Talmud or the Torah, they're very essential, because Hashem wouldn't write something or make something or give us something that's not important to us learning and to getting wisdom and to accomplishing different things. Before we read the commentary, I just want to finish the perek. We always say Rabbi Chanani ben Akasha Omer. Rabbi Chanani ben Akasha says, Ratza Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael. God wanted to confer upon the Jews, upon Israel, he wanted to give them merit. Lefigach, therefore, here b'lehem Torah mitzvos, he gave them an abundance of Torah mitzvos. The idea of abundance meaning that there's 613, not every mitzvah can be performed by everyone, but there are so many mitzvahs that can be performed by anyone. If you're not a kohen, you can't do the kohen mitzvahs. You know, if you're not a woman, you can't do a woman mitzvah, and you're not a slave, you can't do something related to a slave, but there's so many mitzvahs, there's so many aspects, so much to Torah that everyone could grab onto, everyone could latch onto. I talk about the idea sometimes how there's so many aspects of Torah that I can relate to, that I can latch onto, but there are aspects that I'm not good at. So even though I try, it's not my bread and butter, it's not what appeals to me. But I love Pirkei Avos, you know, I love being able to be involved in Daf Yomi and Parsha and different aspects. Those are things that I can latch onto. There's so many mitzvahs that really appeal to me. Tzedakah and Chesed, I love that kind of stuff. Hashem gave us so many mitzvahs, so many opportunities, so much aspects of and areas of Torah that we could try to latch onto for on purpose. He wanted us to have an abundance of good deeds, an abundance of choices. He could have easily given us like 7 mitzvahs in the entire world, like he gives to the Noahites, he gives to the Nadi, is that there's 7 major categories, really. There's a lot more involved in the 7, but in general 7 mitzvahs, but really he gave us 613. As Jewish brethren, we have to figure them out and figure how to latch onto them, because there's such a way to acquire them, especially if there's so many that are up your alley anyway. Shenemar, as it says, God desired, in order to increase his righteousness, so he wanted the Torah to be great and glorious. He gave us so many ways to do so, so many aspects to do so, so many abilities to do so. All we have to do is find those mitzvahs, find the Torah, and keep doing them more and more and more and more. If you love a certain aspect of Torah, then indulge in it and involve yourself in it as much as you can. If you really love Navi, there's so many Navi Shirim, there's so many books on Navi, so many Sfarim, so many ways to access the Navi. If you love Pirkei Avos like I do, you can listen to our show or many other aspects and ways to do so. If you love reading Torah topics, you can go to Eisha, Chabad, or OU, or YU. So many ways to access Torah. We just have to try. Let's see what Rabbeinu Yonah says. So Rabbi Elazar ben Chisma says, nests and the beginnings of Nida are essential bodies of halacha. Nests refer to the pairs of doves or pigeons that were brought as a sacrifice by a woman after childbirth. Beginnings of Nida refers to three sections of a woman's internal anatomy, known in the Talmudic terms as the house, the attic, and the corridor. Different shades of blood that cause the Nida ritual impurity. These are fundamental halachas, as the sages said. They brought before him different shades of blood that he judged all of them as blood does not render a woman ritually impure. And the astronomy and gematrias are ancillaries to wisdom. These fields involve many calculations, and mathematics sharpens the brain. Besides for that, though, it allows us to access what our names represent, what our names are fundamentally teaching us and showing us. And there are so many aspects to Torah that are very esoteric and very difficult to reach, difficult to understand, and difficult to come by. If we realize that Hashem made the Torah and gave us aspects of the Torah, so many aspects of the Torah, He wanted us to be able to reach out to try to acquire, to try to get, because He wants it that we get more mitzvahs, we get more Torah. And what better way to do that than to give us 613 avenues to do so? So as we leave you on the winter hiatus before we come back, God willing, in the future, we think about the idea how the Torah is so wonderful. We're looking at how to making for ourselves better ethics, better morality, better upbringing, and better outlook, how to be more giving to others, but understand that even things that seem as simple and as mundane as learning about nests and gematria, even these things are ways, tools that we could acquire more Torah, more wisdom, more mitzvahs and chesed around us. How Hashem gave us so much Torah, so many mitzvahs on purpose to find the avenue that appeals to us, to find the mitzvah or the part of the Torah that really connects to us, and use it and utilize it and connect to it more and more as much as possible every single day. So God willing, I hope you enjoy your winter hiatus. God willing, we'll be back together to continue season 4 of the PAL, picking up with chapter 4, God willing. After our hiatus, I hope you enjoy your break and enjoy your winter. God willing, we'll be back soon here on the PAL with Reb T and I'm your host, Reb T.